Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. You ready to dive into something truly special? Today, we're ditching the instant coffee and those fancy lattes, and we're heading straight to the birthplace of Coffee Ethiopia.
It's about to get seriously flavorful in here, and believe me, we're going way beyond your average coffee break. This is about experiencing a drink that's steeped in tradition, history, and a whole lot of soul.
You know, whenever I think of Ethiopia and coffee, I can't help but think about those stories you hear about goats and coffee berries. What's the deal with that?
You're talking about the legend of Kaldi, the goat herder. It's a story that's been passed down for centuries. Imagine this. You're a goat herder, and you notice your goats are acting unusually energetic after munching on berries from a particular tree.
Sounds like my kind of party. What happens next?
Well, Kaldi got curious, so he gathered some of those magic berries and took them to a nearby monastery. Now imagine those monks not exactly known for their love of hyperactive goats.
I'm picturing a lot of head scratching and maybe a few raised eyebrows. You got it. But those monks, they were curious too. So they decided, what the heck, let's experiment with these berries. They roasted them up, ground them down, brewed themselves a drink, and bam. Coffee as we know it was born.
All thanks to some adventurous goats and open-minded monks. Amazing. Okay, so we've got this legendary origin story. And from what I understand, coffee is practically woven into the fabric of Ethiopian life even today.
Absolutely. And luckily for us, we've got some awesome sources to help us explore that deeper connection. We'll be taking a close look at a family-owned business called Barika Coffee. They're on a mission to bring authentic Ethiopian coffee experiences to a wider audience, even recreating the traditional Ethiopian coffee ceremony.
Okay, now that's something I definitely want to experience. Family-owned businesses always have that personal touch.
And that personal touch is at the very heart of Ethiopian coffee culture. Barika Coffee gets that. It's about more than just a caffeine fix. It's about passion, heritage, and sharing those traditions.
Reading through their website, their description of the coffee ceremony is seriously captivating. It's like this whole sensory experience, the aroma of the beans roasting over an open flame, the way they prepare everything right in front of you. And of course, there's that special pot, the jibina.
The jibina. It's an icon. But it's so much more than just a pot, you know? This traditional clay pot is like the heart of the Ethiopian coffee experience. The shape, the design, everything about it is meant to bring out the incredible aroma and flavor of the coffee.
I was also reading about how the coffee is actually served in rounds 3, to be exact.
3 distinct rounds of coffee, each with its own special significance. It starts with Abel, the first brew. This one's for the strong coffee lovers, super intense flavor. And then there's Tona, the second round, a bit milder, more well-rounded.
So it's like a slow and steady journey for your taste buds. I like it.
Exactly. And finally, you reach the third round, known as Barika. Pretty cool how that ties back to the company's name, right? This final round, it's all about connection, closure, that feeling of satisfaction.
It's incredible, you know. It makes you realize how much meaning can be poured into something as simple as a cup of coffee. We often rush through those everyday rituals, but when you take a moment to understand the history, the traditions, it adds a whole other layer of appreciation.
Totally. And speaking of appreciation, we've got to talk about the amazing people behind Barika Coffee. People like Nardos. She's their director of operations, and let me tell you, she has this deep personal connection to the Ethiopian coffee ceremony.
From what I read, she grew up in Addis Ababa helping her mother with the ceremony. It's like this beautiful legacy passed down through generations, all tied together with the aroma of freshly roasted coffee. It's really special.
It really is remarkable when you think about it.
Yeah. You know, it reminds me of something else I read about Barika Coffee. They have this community engagement director, Ron. He seems like the perfect person to help bring that legacy to life for a wider audience.
Oh, absolutely. Ron's the guy who makes it all come alive. You know, he's got this background in experiential learning. Basically, he's all about creating experiences where you don't just learn by listening or reading, but by actually doing and feeling.
That makes so much sense. It's like the difference between reading about a place and actually traveling there yourself.
Exactly. And when it comes to something as rich and vibrant as Ethiopian coffee culture, experiencing it firsthand is everything.
It sounds like Barika Coffee has found this awesome balance. Nardos brings that deep knowledge and authenticity of the tradition. And then Ron comes in with his expertise in creating those immersive, unforgettable experiences.
It's a real power duo. And the best part, they're taking this passion project even further. Barika Coffee is opening up a brick-and-mortar cafe soon. Cafe Barika.
Okay, now that's exciting. I read a little bit about it on their website. It sounds like it's going to be this amazing space where people can gather and connect and experience the magic of the Ethiopian coffee ceremony firsthand.
I think they're onto something really special. You know, in today's world, everything's so fast-paced, we rush through our days, grabbing a quick coffee on the go. But Cafe Barica, it sounds like they're creating this oasis where people can actually slow down, savor the moment, connect with others, kind of like what the Ethiopian coffee ceremony is all about.
I love that idea of bringing a little piece of that Ethiopian sense of community and mindfulness to our own backyard. Speaking of which, I read that until the cafe officially opens, Barica has been doing these pop-up events with their mobile coffee trailer.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about those. It's a fantastic way to give people a taste of what's to come, right? Build up that excitement.
And judging by everything we've learned today, I think it's safe to say the excitement is well deserved. But I gotta ask, even beyond the delicious coffee and the amazing ceremony, what is it about Ethiopian coffee culture that you find so captivating?
You know, when you really delve into it, you realize that Ethiopian coffee culture isn't just about the drink itself. It's about something much bigger. It's a reflection of their values: hospitality, generosity, the importance of community and connection. It's about sharing something special with others.
And taking the time to appreciate those moments of connection. Something we could all use a little more of these days, right?
You hit the nail on the head. You know, it's about slowing down those moments together and really savoring them. And that's what I find so captivating about this whole deep dive. It's easy to think, oh, coffee, it's just a drink, right? But when you really dive into the history of it all, the traditions, the way it brings people together, it's so much more than just a drink.
I'm right there with you. It's like we've uncovered this hidden world within something we thought we knew. And thinking about the Ethiopian coffee ceremony, it's not just a quick cup on the go. I was reading that these ceremonies, they can last for hours. It's a whole event.
It's true. It's not just about downing your coffee and running out the door. It's about being present in the moment, you know, taking the time to connect, share stories, laugh with friends and family. It's a beautiful thing.
I can almost picture it now. The aroma of the coffee, everyone gathered together. It makes you wonder what would happen if we incorporated even a little bit of that into our own lives? Like, what if we turned our daily coffee break into something more mindful, more connected?
Now there's an idea I can get behind. Even if it's just taking a few minutes to actually enjoy your coffee with someone, to talk, to connect, instead of staring at our phones, you know? Imagine all the little moments we miss out on just by rushing through our days.
It's a good reminder to slow down and appreciate those small but significant moments, and maybe even create some new ones.
Exactly.
Well, as we finish up this deep dive, I think we've given our listeners a lot to think about, a lot to maybe even try out in their own lives. But I want to leave everyone with one final thought, one last image to hold on to.
I'm all ears.
Next time you find yourself with a cup of coffee in hand, think about its journey. From those Ethiopian highlands all the way to you, it's a journey that spans centuries, filled with tradition, passion, a story that's still unfolding with every cup.
I love that. It's a journey that connects us all. And for those who want to experience a taste of that journey, to really immerse themselves in the heart of Ethiopian coffee culture, imagine this: picture yourself at a traditional coffee ceremony. The aroma of freshly roasted beans fills the air, that beautiful jibina is bubbling over the heat, conversations are flowing, and there's this warmth of shared laughter and connection, all because of a simple cup of coffee. How incredible is that?
This deep dive has been an absolute journey, and we've only just scratched the surface of Ethiopian coffee culture. There's a whole world waiting to be explored. Until next time.